Hey everybody, today I watched The Ridiculous Six, Part 13, minutes 73 through 78, which begins with the line, "Gotta find that singing windmill so it ain't over yet," and ends with, "You know a gift I'd really love," with a little bit of a cliffhanger there. Get the punchline at the beginning of the next episode. They're hanging out in a watering hole in their PJs or their undergarments, their long johns, and the Left Eye boys come around and hold them up. They get scared off by Danny Boy, who shoots out the guns, so he saves their lives, but they take their money that's sitting in their wagon there. So all the money they worked so hard to get is taken away, and they've almost lost all hope. But everyone other than White Knife, is it White Knife? Oh, I forget their names. They want to meet their dad. They've never actually met him, so they want to keep going. And also, he tells them that their dad is sick. They didn't know that before. This gets them a little bit more bonding going on, and Herm has the idea, which he communicates, or rather, Adam Sandler gleans the information from him by using telepathy or something, some form of mind reading or translation, mystical translation, and they decide they're going to go and crash a poker game, a high-stakes poker game. And, oh, also, we learn Danny's big secret. Since they're family, and they should be able to save, they can tell each other anything. Turns out, he was a bodyguard for the president. And he went to relieve his bowels when Lincoln got shot. So it's all his fault. He feels guilt for it, but they think, well, if you need to hear it from Dad, let's go get him. Okay, so they're headed to Yuma. I think it's Yuma, for the poker game. And we cut to Yuma, where John Lovitz, who plays the character who's in Yuma, I already forget his name. Maybe it's like Eugene or something. He's interacting with one of his employees. I don't know. I stopped paying attention in this last 20 seconds. I had to rewatch it just to get that last line. I only rewatched the last line, not the whole thing. So I don't know. Nothing really. I mean, the flashback to the theater with Lincoln and everything, I thought that was pretty funny. But not, like, I didn't laugh out loud and roll on the floor or anything. But it was amusing. So, I don't know. I'm kind of losing steam on watching this show, this movie. But hopefully once they get to the poker night, things pick up, and maybe they'll run back into the Left Eye boys on their way, so they can try to steal the money back as well. Who knows? We'll find out, I guess. So, let me know what you thought about this segment of The Ridiculous Six, and, I'm looking forward to later this week when I'll be watching The Hateful Eight, which I'm certain should be a more fun experience than this movie, but we'll find out. It's going to be different in basically every way, including in how I watch it, since I watch this on my phone 6 minutes at a time. And I'm seeing it on Hateful Eight on 70mm in a theater. Completely different experiences. Okay, all at once, also. Watching it straight through, except for the intermission. Let me know what you thought about this segment. by tweeting me at Jake Hire, that's J-K-I-R-E, and join me next time for part 14. And check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Catch you later.